This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. I want to share with you two ideas from the Chida on Parshas Kedoshim. Number one, the Pasuk says, V'chiyagor etcha ger ba'artzcham loisaynu oisay. If a ger lives with you in your land, do not afflict him. We're commanded on the Isra V'inoas Devarim. Rashi says, don't tell a ger, you know, yesterday you bowed down to an elephant, and today you're coming to learn Torah. Yesterday you worshipped Buddha. You ate Neveus HaTrefos. You ate HaSheketz HaAchbar VaHaChazir. And today you're learning Torah from Moshe Kibbo Tar Misinai. So the Chida brings from Rabbeinu Shloima Isterek in a manuscript that the way we understand Rashi at face value is not correct. We understand Rashi typically at face value that don't afflict him. Don't afflict him. But this type of comment, if you're going to tell a ger, derech bizayon, oh, remember yesterday you worshipped idols? This is not hoina. You're being mevaza him. You're chepping him. So this can't be what we're talking about. Oina implies some kind of trickery. So there's no trickery here. This is downright insulting. So the Chida brings from Rabbeinu Shloima Isterek, there's a much more sophisticated pshat over here. The pshat is you go to the ger, oh, isn't it so beautiful? It's so nice. Yesterday you worshipped the Buddha and you ate cheeseburgers and today you're learning Moshe Kibbo Tar Misinai. The ger thinks you're trying to honor him. But there's a subconscious undermining type of putting him in his place. Meaning you Ama Aretz Gomor. Well, you think you're going to actually understand this? Of course, I'm saying in a very, very nice way, oh, it's so beautiful. But what you really mean to say is like, you know, don't expect to get anywhere. That's the pshat of loisoynu oisai. Doesn't mean don't outright insult him. Of course he can't do that. And that's not oina. The deeper meaning is, don't make it as if you're trying to compliment, but really it's an underhanded insult. Now, this is very common. This is very common. I mean, I'll give you a little insight. I mean, look, I get it all the time. So, yeah, your shirim are very good. You know, my wife listens to them all the time. She tells me about them. Or somebody will say, you know, I really like your shurim. Whenever I go on the treadmill, I listen to them. Oh, what a beautiful comment, right? So you know, they're trying to convince themselves that it's a nice thing. But it's an underhanded, so that type of thing is not, it's oina, it's trickery. Meaning you've even tricked yourself. You know, there's a famous statement George Bernard Shaw would say when it comes to self-deception, every man is a genius. You know, the person even tricks himself into thinking he's saying something. So don't do that to a ger. Okay, that's number one. That's how the Chida learns from Rabbeinu Shloima Isterek.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.